This weekend's programming is brought to you by BetRivers.com. Check out the all-in-one Game King video poker now at BetRivers.com. Signing up is quite easy, and you can get started with as little as $10. Have fun, and please, bet within your limits. Presented by Rivers Casino Philadelphia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Earlier in the program, I mentioned that the 76ers had released a statement, and I think it's worthy of reading it again because I thought it was well said, well done, and I'll look to see if I've missed any other local teams that have put something out, but this is what the Sixers did. Our black community and people of color continue to face racism, prejudice, and injustice. It is unacceptable, and we cannot and will not tolerate it in our community. Now more than ever, we must strive for accountability, including ensuing that our community is treated with fairness, transparency, and dignity. We must stay united and strong during the conflict and hurt we are experiencing. The 76ers are committed to using our voice and taking action to support and drive change that is long overdue for our city, for our country, for our future, for each other. So I think that was important too. And I have one more that I'll read in a minute. But let's go back to the phones. Mike has been patient with us in Exton. Mike, how are you? And thank you for calling the Fanatic.
Hey, Dee, how are you? Thanks for getting us through a tough Sunday here.
Yep.
I just want to just make one point here about the George Floyd and some of the racial incidents.
Sure.
One thing I think for this particular incident is maybe where we didn't have so much as before is with the technology and with Twitter, and like I watched the video and it's just
brutal.
It's so disturbing.
Yes.
Before you hear about incidents in the news, but to just to watch a 9-minute video, it's just I don't know, maybe some of the technology would maybe be helpful in that way as far as, really getting a greater sense of awareness.
I will say this, Mike, there are many who feel like, thank God somebody on that street curb was rolling their cell phone.
Yeah.
I mean, I have seen that woman's name on everybody who uses the video, and it's only by her, the grace of her to one record it and then give it to somebody to be able to show. And the same thing, if you go back to Georgia, had that video not surfaced with the runner, Ahmaud, then, maybe we never know that what happened. So I do think technology certainly allows for, you cannot keep lying.
Right.
So saying somebody resisted, there was no resist there. The video says there's nobody resisting. So, yes, technology hopefully can somehow play a part in helping us move. We must move in a better direction as humans.
Yeah, that's for sure. And the other point that you were talking about is, can sports help us now? I think even just through the whole coronavirus, even before all these other incidents, for me anyway, it's just been kind of I've been just an escape, I guess, just to get my mind off the news, get my mind off, the virus and the economy and whatever and financial stress. Been watching, NFL films, greatest 100 plays, some of those NFL films videos.
Sure. I mean, right now I see where they have a greatest game. It's an Eagles game against New England. So it's going to end up, this is the championship game, Super Bowl. So somebody somebody will feel better about, I assume. It's the one they lost in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Bummer. Sorry.
Yeah.
I saw the Eagles in New England. I didn't look at the year.
Oh, no. How about last weekend, though? The golf outing and Peyton Manning was bringing up Nick Foles.
I thought that was hysterical. I thought that was great. And you know what? It was a little unfair because he got kind of like, he's trash talking on the driving range. He was actually asked the question if he could have brought a caddy, who would it have been?
And
so, of course, he has a great sense of humor about it, but it kind of got lost that he was actually asked a question. Yes, but I enjoyed that. And I kind of feel like this weekend we were left with, because then we had the golf the weekend before. I know the one week I watched the horse racing when they had it on the day the Derby would have been done, that it was the Arkansas Derby. and I was able to watch some of those races, but I felt like this weekend there was really nothing.
No. I mean, I'm definitely, I don't know how it's going to be without fans. I mean, I guess I'll take what I can get. I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to some kind of, you know, live sports coming back.
Sure. And they, I think it'll be a challenge for them to, I mean, of course, the play will be, it should hopefully be at the level that we're used to. And I think from a competitive standpoint, that it's always there when you're playing. You know, these guys are, this is their job. They want to win. I think from a technical standpoint that it will be on the job of the production crew to try to deliver as good a product as possible. I was saying to Tyler, when I watched the Korean baseball, by the second time I watched it, I was bored. And I don't know if I was bored because there was no noise or because it's not the same. I don't know the players, and the level of talent wasn't equal to what I would get here.
Right.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah. But I'm looking forward to the attempt of it getting back for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Mike, stay safe out there.
All right, take care.
And I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us on The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Ann is with us in Logan. Ann, thanks for calling The Fanatic.
Thank you, Dee. Thank you for the topics that you're talking about, because I want to talk about both of these sports and what's going on in this country.
Sure.
Yes. Now, when you were talking about Moses Malone, I'm sorry I did not catch that interview, because I turned it on at the very end when you were talking to Billy Cunningham, but I heard you speak it, and I have to agree about Moses Malone. Let me tell you, Moses Malone is one of my favorite all-time athletes, always has been, because just like you said, and Billy Cunningham said, that man was tenacious on the glass.
Oh, yes.
Because one thing about Moses, he would keep passing the ball up, like even if the rebound wasn't in his area, but he would pass it and tap it up until he got control of it.
Absolutely.
And even Moses, I love his jump shot, because isn't it great jump shot? It didn't have a high arch like most people. It was almost like a line drive jump shot Moses had.
but he had it held it high above his head. You know, remember that? Not like Jamal Wilkes, but it definitely was high.
Yes. And because sometimes people talk about like a player who has five tools, who is skilled in a lot of different aspects of their sports. And I always look at Moses Malone because he's the type of player, because the man was a workhorse, because he's the type of player, he could foul the whole front line out, you know, on the other team.
Sure.
You know, because he was just that active. But he has always been one of my favorites. There are other athletes that I do like, but he's been one of my favorites for quite some time.
Well, it's funny let me just tell you one thing, Ann. I don't know if you were listening when Billy Cunningham said, you know, the day before a shoot around, he had a bad back and they were going to have to take him to the hospital because he was having trouble breathing. But anyhow, he said, don't worry, coach, I'll be able to go. And he said, plus Kareem is so tired of seeing me. And just like you said, he would wear people down.
Yes, he did. Because I'm going to tell you, now people talk about the top centers and stuff like that, but he's always been my favorite center, because just like you just now said, he wore people down, and he wore the front line down of the other team, you know.
Sure, absolutely.
So, yes. But I do want to talk about the issue surrounding the late George Floyd.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell you, me growing up as a black woman, even as a child, because now I'm in my 50s, but I was always told there are two kind of justices, one for the whites and one for the blacks. Mm-hmm. And you know what? And one of the things I think is so disgusting, and you hit on this too, about the resisting part, because so often, you know, when these incidents happen, even like the police will lie, and then other people, like these talking point people, they will say things like, oh, if black people will stop resisting and obey and stuff like that, these things would happen, which that is a lie also, because there are so many incidents where black people were not resisting and were still killed, you know?
Yep.
And then also, people don't speak up for black people, because when Castillo in Minneapolis, he had a permit. He was in his car with his girlfriend, and he had a permit to carry. And he told the cop, you know, he did have his gun on him, but he was following the instructions anyway, and the cop killed him anyhow, you know. And even when it comes to black and white police officers, the justice is not the same either, because a lot of these white cops, you know, they don't serve jail time, but if they do, they get out early. Now, when that black officer killed the white woman in Minneapolis, that man is in jail right now, that black officer, and her family got $20 million. Let me tell you something. If a black family got that kind of money, because black people don't never get that type of money of a settlement. Now, if a black person got that kind of money, $20 million, it would be white outrage. And I'm also, go ahead.
I was just going to jump in. I don't disagree with what you're saying. I will say that I do think that change is coming, because it's spreading everywhere. And mm-hmm. and so it has to come. We won't survive if we allow this to continue being the way. And
I hope so.
One of the, just in talking to my friend, and he works in government in New Jersey, and he said it really does take people working together. We can't, mm-hmm. we're not going to change anything if we don't work it together. And one of his things, because New Jersey's had some really, especially in Camden, where they've been able to bring the crime down. Yesterday, their police officers peacefully protested with others, and to be able, as he said, you know, all of these incidents. But the flip side is, you need to know, both sides need to know each other and want to work together. And mm-hmm. I can understand the distrust for obvious reasons, but it needs to stop, and there needs to be some kind of resolution, because we can't continue the way we are right now.
I agree. And lastly, I want to say this. Joe Torti talked about last night, him and his guest, and even this morning, he was talking about the powerful statement that LeBron James made on social media, where he has a picture of the officer kneeling on George
Floyd. Oh, yeah, the two kneels.
Neck, and then he has next to it a picture of Colin Kaepernick.
Sure.
But the person who said something that was more profound, those two pictures, Martin Luther King's daughter, Bernice King, said, underneath, she said, which one of these are you offended by?
Yes.
So I'm going to leave it there.
Yep. I hear you, okay. Ann, stay safe, and I appreciate the phone call.
You too.
Thank you much. Thanks for calling the Fanatic. I didn't see that one, but it's just, I've seen the two pictures is a no-brainer. And actually, I'll have to call it up, Tyler. I thought and Nike has done this in the past, for the first time, don't do it, because everything has been just do it, and it was really well done. The first time I saw it, Elena Deladon had posted it. Now I've seen that others have done it, but when it came to my timeline, it was Elena Deladon that had done it. I don't know if she's a Nike athlete. She might be, but she certainly, I thought it was very well done. You know, when you just get the message out, that's what's most important. And they definitely did that with their don't do it ad. Let's check in with Jerome in Elkins Park. Jerome, how are you? And thank you for calling the Fanatic.
D.
Yes.
Excalibur. I've been I'm 60 plus.
Okay.
Black male in this country. And there are certain things that, before all of this happened, in which when I open my eyes, I look in the ceiling, and I evaluate what my mindset is, when I'm going to head out or where I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to sometimes re-engineer myself, because I don't want to go with anger. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
There are more good people in this world than they are bad.
Yeah.
But it's the bad people that we allow to outspeak.
Yep.
You know?
And that we allow them to outspeak with words and action.
Correct. Look, you know, I have CNN on, and fortunately Philadelphia is on, and we have the looting, and they had a man who was in Los Angeles. I had the sound down, a store owner. And no, vandalism and that stuff I'm not on board with. But to understand from all over the fact that we in this country allowed certain things to happen and not call people to task on it.
No, I agree with you.
We're all responsible.
Yep.
But I still feel like that seeing something that was actually very visible and evident, it could have been immediately served and circumvented. Not saying that someone is automatically guilty.
No, but I know what you're saying.
Sure.
Swift to action.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Swift to action. And to be honest, the action that even eventually was taken is not enough action.
No, no.
And I think that's, now would that have stopped everything? We'll never know. But I mean, stop with this time passing. That's two things in a matter of weeks where, well, maybe Georgia could have been a month ago, but it all feels like right now.
Yeah, your coworker there said, what can he do? Well, what can we all do is just recognize, you know, hold our so-called elected officials to the fire.
Exactly.
Because whether, like you said, whether or not this still would have happened, we don't know those, you know, or whatever. But the first step towards moving towards solutions.
Yes, holding people accountable.
Yes, and showing that what you see is the same thing that I see.
Yep. Well, it's interesting. I don't know, Jerome. Earlier, I had Adam Taliaferro on, who, after playing football at Penn State, has carved out a career for himself. Well, at first, he's a lawyer, but he also has been on New Jersey's General Assembly for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, like, because we do say, how do we start to help, right? Not just by our actions and how we morally treat our neighbor and everybody else.
Right.
But I will tell you, I don't know my local people. I know their names when they go up for election. I try to read a little bit and then you vote, right?
Right.
But I'm going to do a better job of making sure that I understand, what do you stand for? Mm-hmm. Or if I'm unhappy, have a conversation. Mm-hmm. And according to Adam feels like a lot of people they want to hear from the people they represent.
Too many of us, the large silent majority from all angles, are just, and I get it, you just want to get along.
Yep.
And get your life over.
Yeah.
But when you finally start to take that passage into the real life.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Yeah. No, I hear you, Jerome. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, V.
No, thank you. I appreciate your thoughts, and I hope that we somewhere down the road you call me and we're talking about some positive.
Other.
No.
It's because,
No, Jerome, I actually was going to say, I hope we get to have a conversation where we see something, a change.
Yeah.
And you can say, D, I see a change.
Well, for me, God, I find it funny that, you know, yes, it's great. You know, it's a contractor and we're going off into another planet. What about the one that's here now?
Yeah.
Are we trying to escape all the problems?
Right. Oh, you mean the space?
Yes.
Oh, you know, they worked 9 years to be able to do that again, though, Jerome.
Yeah, yeah.
But I hear what you're saying. I so hear what you're saying.
Take care.
All right, take care. Have a good and safe Sunday. Rest of it for you. 610-632-0975. Let's talk to Lou on his cell. Lou, how are you? And thank you for calling the Fanatic.
D, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I just want to talk a little NBA basketball real quick.
Sure, absolutely.
Do you really see anything changing without Brett Brown being replaced?
Do I think he's going to be replaced?
Do you think anything's going to really change, you know, with Ben at the, you know?
When they resume basketball? I do, actually. And maybe it's the optimism in me, but because I was able to be on a kind of like a Zoom, well, not kind of, it was a Zoom conference call, but it was an hour long. So it's longer than you normally get when you cover a practice, right? So talking to him just about some of the things that I thought I was seeing, and was one of them being the use of Ben Simmons more towards the end of, before they all shut down, as a screener. And whether you want to say, I think Shake Milton had a lot to do with it, allowing Shake to have the ball in his hands some of the time. And so he kind of talked about how they have looked at ways to make Ben more effective. Him as a screener and a roller is definitely one of them. Having him use that mid lane area to kind of operate in. So that they have definitely talked about it, because his bottom line was, we are not going to have him. Like, Boston showed him the fence. Toronto, he ended up standing in a corner, and Jimmy Butler just operated. So I think they're very cognizant that he needs to show that he can do something different that makes Ben more effective.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes me feel a little bit better. Now, also, right before I cut off, just on what's going on here in society right now, I just want to just touch base and just bring the light. I think people are sort of missing what's going on here. I think that obviously we've got racial issues in America, and that's always been here. That's nothing new.
That's
but this
true.
Is more, in my opinion, more of a policing issue than anything else. Unfortunately, we have some bad police, and I respect police.
Yeah, but there have been a number of incidents that put a black eye on the whole industry.
Absolutely. And the issue is I'm a school teacher. If a school teacher does something wrong, like abuses a child,
yes,
they're put on the forefront and they're punished immediately.
You
and
are
that's
correct.
Why I still respect teachers to this day. Unfortunately, a lot of police officers that have committed crimes, they get away with them. I read a statement that I saw. It said that Michael Vick actually served more time for the crime that he committed than the 490 than the cops that have been convicted or have gotten in trouble for going to get for doing these crimes, the 493 unarmed African American men.
Unbelievable.
That's deplorable.
Ridiculous.
So if this could have been prevented by simply saying that this cop here would potentially face life in prison or the death penalty, just the same way that any other individual that's walking the street would. If that, to me, that's the solution. It's more than a racial issue. It's a policing issue. Thank you,
Dick. I appreciate the phone call, Lou. Thank you very much. Oof. That statistics is, I absolutely believe that number, but it is shocking and horrible. 610-632-0975. Some good thoughts from people out there on sports and also what's happening in our world. If you want to jump in, 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's D-Line on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Whenever I hear of an injured person hiring such and such a lawyer, I wonder, why'd they choose that law firm? Did they see the lawyer on a big billboard, a radio ad, or maybe an advertisement on television or the back of a bus? Maybe they just Googled it and clicked the first name that showed up. And then almost all the time, I worry. I worry if they know what that lawyer is really all about. Do they know when the last time that lawyer tried a personal injury case, or maybe if they ever even did? Does the lawyer have the resources to get the most for the client, or does the lawyer need the money more than the client does? And you'd be surprised to hear how many do. Here's my advice. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. As the largest personal injury firm in America, there's really nothing like us. There's only one Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Offices Philadelphia.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kindler, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolis Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpolisBakery.com.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit HomeAdvisor.com/grow200 for details. That's HomeAdvisor.com/grow200.
You have to be up in 5 hours, 2 hours, 6 minutes, and when you hear, you realize that you haven't slept a wink. That's why there's ZQuil Pure Z's, a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally with no next-day grogginess. It's available in both liquid and gummies, tastes great, and is non-habit-forming. Pick up ZQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZQuil. ZQuil Pure Z's, naturally superior sleep. Available at retailers near you.
When it comes to the safety of their patients, there's no such thing as good enough. That's why the offices of Rothman Orthopedics are now open with new layers of protection, like customized safety protocols based on the latest CDC guidelines, modified office cleanings, and a whole host of extra precautions. And if you're not ready to come in, you can also schedule a virtual visit. Because no matter what life throws your way, Rothman Orthopedics can help you get past pain and be what you were. Learn more at RothmanOrtho.com/ready.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
Golden Nugget Jewelers wants to keep you safe and healthy. If you need help with engagement rings, text or call your own at 215-925-2777 to see about curbside pickup options. Love doesn't stop, and neither does Golden Nugget Jewelers.
Sports Talk for Broomall and all of Delco.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It's about 3:30 on this Sunday afternoon. D-Line, I'm with you until the top of the hour. Tyler Zuli behind the glass. Tyler, you're not going to like this. Well, actually, you might, because it kind of supports that what you've said all along. And I think you're a somewhat optimistic person, but with certain things, you definitely have some pessimism. So there are some MLB owners willing to cancel the 2020 season because it would help them financially.
Of course it would.
Yeah, so
line the pockets.
Here we go. This is according to Buster Olney of ESPN. Teams' varying views on whether and how to proceed with the season have been demonstrated by their decisions to fire and furlough staff. For instance, Pirates owner Bob Nutting used the coronavirus-induced work stoppage to suspend club employees' 401k plans. Oakland A's, as we've talked about, that owner is John Fisher. He's informed his minor leaguers that they will not get their weekly $400 stipend beyond today because it's the last day of May. But then you have the other teams, like the Twins are reportedly one of 8 clubs that committed to paying minor leaguers through August. So basically, here's the best part at the end, and this is a different report from MLB Network. The two sides won't meet the soft June 1st deadline for a deal. No, because it's tomorrow. John Heyman of MLB Network reports Sunday that he added that there's still hope to begin the season on 4th of July weekend if an agreement can be finalized around June 5th to the 9th. He thinks these two sides have any chance of a week from now being in cahoots together. I don't think so. So that just came out. And I said I had one more, and I thought it was just very well said. Now, part of it is because I cover some games for Princeton, but their coach, Carla Berube, put out something similar for, you know, representing her team, similar to how the Sixers released a statement. And it says, and she's representing the Princeton women's basketball team, Our hearts are broken for George Floyd, his family, and our nation. The injustices that people of color continue to face in our country in 2020 are sickening and must end. Today and every day, we stand with our black community in solidarity. We are one nation, and we are stronger together in this fight for social justice. To the Princeton community, we are resilient. We have many strengths and talents. We can meet this crisis and chart a course forward to ignite change. We have faith in our future as a university, as a community, and as a nation. Our program promises to use our voices and platform to help support and protect each other. We can't change the past, but we must begin to build a better future, a future where everyone feels safe and valued. We will continue to be active allies in the quest for social justice and equality in this country. I thought that was well said. I like teams and groups, organizations that, you know, they're being thoughtful and they're trying to say we got to do something, and they are. So, and that in that sense, it starts out as our nation, then talks about their own Princeton community, and it goes as small as their individual team. So that's a plan, in my opinion. 610-632-0975. Just to recap, it was so fun talking to Coach Billy Cunningham, and he had a call us from Florida because that's where he is because of the coronavirus situation. But he does have his... I don't know if both his daughters live here, but definitely one does. And so she taped the game that was on NBC Sports Philly that was rerunning the 83 championship final or the finals series, which they, of course, won 4-0, including a victory on this day in 1983. And in that game, he did point out how few times, not just in the final series, but throughout those playoffs, that they were down at halftime. And that was the case in that finals game as well. And it really took quite the effort of a fourth quarter when they outscored the Lakers 33-15 to win that game, I believe, by 7 or 8. I think it was 115-108. So their defensive mindset, or maybe their whole game, just picked up speed as the game evolved, but it certainly brought out the best in them in that fourth quarter. So it was fun catching up with him, reminiscing a little about that. It's certainly been a challenging 24 hours for the city, and there's been a number of people who kind of weighed in on that. And then also trying to think about sports and how and if sports would be aiding us to, in this time of really difficult times where strong leadership is necessary, and at times, you know, you don't know where it's coming from. So those are a number of the topics that we've discussed over the course of the last couple hours. And I did mention that coming up this week, I just said that hopeful for MLB to come to an agreement by a week from tomorrow. Seems that's like a wing and a prayer, but I guess it's possible. I think just knowing that there are some teams that look like they would find it to be the better solution to cancel their season, when you have teams that feel that way, then I think you're going to have a hard time coming to a resolution in what is a matter of a week. Now, they may stretch that and say we can wait longer, but if they would rather just shut this down to then plan for the future, and by the way, next year is when their collective bargaining agreement is up. So they are under very stressful times, that league, in terms of, you know, if you, I guess my one thing would be if they cancel this season, and next year is the final on the deal, what's not to keep it from having a stoppage of play then another year? Meaning, how do you get them back?
Playing under some kind of lame duck final season.
Right.
I mean, that'd be tough.
That you may have players who don't want to come back.
Right.
I mean, that's how a work stoppage happens. Can you imagine if they don't have two consecutive years for that sport?
The league would never recover. I don't know how much the league's going to recover from missing 1 year.
I mean,
the league would never recover from missing two.
This is that's yeah. I don't know, but as I said, if you have some teams in your group, I assume like in the NBA, when they have their board of governors, they need a majority. So now we know they have eight teams that have committed to paying their minor leaguers through August. I don't know if that's a good gut feel of that means they want everything to happen, but that's only eight. And then we know a couple, three that were mentioned, that certainly would prefer nothing happening, and financially that would be the best solution for them. But then there's a whole lot of teams in the gray area that we don't know what they're thinking. So I guess this always reminds me, like, do you go out and try to, I always think of when the NBA was going to change the draft lottery, and it was the year it would have happened for the year that the Sixers got Ben Simmons. Well, that number one pick. But they were going to change how you did that. It wasn't going to be the ping pong balls. And they were having a vote the year before, the summer before. And I remember Sam Hinkie like kind of working the leak to not, he did not want that changed. And sure enough, the vote, it looked like it was going to pass. And then it didn't pass.
I'm kind of surprised that it doesn't. I mean, I'm a
well
big,
now as soon as they passed it, now it was in place for forget X number of years.
Right.
Now it's up for debate again. But as soon as they passed it, team because he scared people off.
I'm a big believer in, you know, I like the NFL's method. You're the worst team, you get the first pick. I'm a big fan of that. I think that when you are given a chance to move up, like think about the Flyers when they moved up all the way to number two. They moved up from 13 or 12 to number two and got Nolan Patrick. They had no right to get Nolan Patrick.
Wow.
Now, it certainly helps, right? But that's crazy.
Let me ask you a question, though. Don't you think because of the smaller or shortened, meaning 16 games versus 82, that the tanking in football, I mean, it doesn't come across the same way as tanking in basketball? No?
In terms of you think that it's harder to tank in football? Or?
No, I think, yeah, I just think the teams that are bad, either they've been depleted by injury that year or they made some bad moves with the roster.
I think that's probably fair. And a lot of times if it's not injury, the position obviously you immediately look to is the team doesn't have a quarterback.
Right. And so that's the only time that I think that if you have a bad team and there's a very good quarterback, like Burrow going to the Bengals.
Right.
Right? That's the only time that I think, because otherwise, that one guy isn't going to change everything for you. So you got to be working to be a good team most of the time. Whereas in basketball, I feel like if you're mediocre or you know, in this case, that philosophy was brought in. We're going to be bad for a while, spend no money, accumulate assets, and then we'll be built to win championships for years. Now, we haven't gotten one of those yet, but, and how many years are we in now? Six, I think?
Six.
Yeah.
Five or six, yeah.
Yeah. But they do have 250 win seasons under their belt, and we'll see. They might have something in store for us at the end of the summer. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you until the top of the hour. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's D-Line on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Across America, business owners are figuring things out, finding new ways to serve customers, connect employees, and work with partners. Comcast Business is right there with you, with a network that helps give you speed, reliability, and security. Enough bandwidth to handle all your connected devices and applications. Voice solutions for any size business, including remote call forwarding and readable voicemail. Safe, convenient installation when you need it. And support 24/7. Get the connectivity your business needs with Comcast Business. Right now, get 200 megabit internet and one voice mobility line for $99.99 per month for 2 years with a 3-year agreement when you sign up for paperless billing and automatic payments. Plus, ask about other offers to get a prepaid card worth up to $500. When every connection counts, you can count on us. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business.
Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments through Comcast Business My Account or service charge increases by $10 per month. Offer ends 6/30/20. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited new Comcast Business Internet, 200 megabits per second, and one voice mobility line customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra subject to change.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Attention hospital staff and life-sustaining personnel. The YMCA wants you to know that if you need child care, the YMCA is offering child care to the men and women working in our health care system. Call 215-220-9199 or visit philoymca.org for details. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Right now, the world feels different as we stay apart to make sure we can safely come back together. Till then, there is something you can do without even leaving your home. Respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or by mail. The census impacts where hundreds of billions in federal funding will go for things like hospitals, schools, and roads. Now is the time to go to 2020census.gov. It's as easy as it is important. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
This is Ron Jaworski. In these unprecedented times, family is more important than ever. And by that, I mean all family. Your co-workers, your neighbors, and your friends. Ron Jaworski Golf is committed to delivering an exceptional golf experience and will be ready for you when the time comes again to hit the links. I look forward to the day when we can all be hitting the golf ball together, talking football, and just having a good time talking sports. Until then, from the Ron Jaworski Golf family to yours, we wish you safety and health and can't wait to see you again soon.
Sports Talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Here at 97.5 The Fanatic, Sunday afternoon, May 31st, 2020. I just saw that now last night's curfew was 8 p.m. in Philadelphia. Now it's 6 p.m. for this Sunday. And bridges and entrance into Center City and all the roads in Center City have been closed off. So that's where we are in terms of the protestings that have turned violent. Many of the protests have started out as peaceful, and we'll see how things go from here. And I just say to everybody, find ways to be safe and stay inside and think of how you can make a difference to make things better. Have a few more minutes here on this shift, this Sunday shift. And hopefully by next weekend, we'll have some sports to be talking about and also to be talking about a nation that is coming together with solutions and listening to one another and, you know, trying to be just better together. 610-632-0975. Next week is not the golf tournament. It'll be that following week, but that'll be getting closer. So we might have some details about that to talk. And maybe if, in fact, the NBA decides on its plan for the postseason, which is expected to happen this week, maybe we'll know of when teams will get together to be practicing. There's a strong chance that might not happen here in the Philadelphia area or any particular city, and that they will wait to get together as a group when they go to their, I keep calling it the bubble, but the bubble that we anticipate for the NBA will be Disney World. So, but it'd be nice to see people coming back and being part of the community as a team. I saw a few people. We know that it's voluntary workouts, and as Tyler said earlier, it really is voluntary. You don't get in trouble for not being in the gym there if you've decided to be living during the coronavirus time. Whatever your home state, home city is, that has totally been acceptable and understandable for not just in the NBA, but for a lot of people. And a lot of people at place where they play because of, you know, free agency and changing teams, they don't have a place that they stay, or meaning they stay here, but their families don't. So we'll see if people are going to be coming back together as teams, and that should start sometime soon if, in fact, they plan to have a season that starts July 31st, which is still 2 months away from today. But hopefully all of that is conversation that we can have. And also that we can only hope that some of the people, you know, these two, I think we saw a lot, and I'm even looking on Twitter now, a lot of people in the sports world who are trying to create conversation and try to utilize their own platform to help get to help get heard, to help get change. And I think that's a good step. So hopefully that continues. And again, as we said earlier, whatever small part you can do, and if that starts by making sure you know what's happening in your own community with your own local leaders, and if it's not the right things that are happening, then you got to voice your opinion and make your voice be heard and make changes in that way. So, you know, we can start with our small communities that then make it bigger and who we are as a nation. So, 610-632-0975. I do want to make sure I remember to thank Maddie Cord was with us at the top of the show. And that was kind of fun because he always has a story that I think I've heard them all and I didn't. I hadn't heard that one about Jordan, and he didn't get to call his announce him for his last game. But he found a way to do something cool during the game. So thank you to him. Thank you to Adam Telefaro, who was with us and talked some football and talked about community and a lot of good things, and talked a lot about also college football and will that be here this fall. I liked his optimism, and we'll see how that goes, but certainly good to catch up with him. And then, of course, Billy Cunningham, a guest as well, to talk about the 83 championship team. And again, there that championship would have happened 37 years ago today. Yeah, and I don't know, Tyler, anything else? I hate that I keep seeing breaking news happen over there. I don't know what it is, but it's disturbing.
Well, I think the one thing that I've kind of been come to understand, over, especially this weekend specifically, and I think that I owe a lot of people apologies for not coming to this realization sooner, but I'm here now, so I hope that helps in any little way. It's not enough to not just, it's not enough to just not be racist.
Right.
Like, that is like the bare minimum of human decency standards that I think that too many people fall short of. I've learned, especially over this weekend, that it is actually needed and not just hopeful, but it's a necessity thing to speak out when you see these injustices. And again, I realize now that it's more than just don't be racist, and I'm sorry for not doing that sooner. But we need to speak out as much as we possibly can, because this can't go on any longer.
Yeah, well, then you would really appreciate Natasha Cloud's Player Tribune, because that's basically her silence is as bad as anything, is really kind of the message that's in there. And one of the things that was great with Natasha's piece is, and Natasha is black, and I said she went to Cardinal O'Hara, and she also went to transferred to St. Joe's, had great basketball, and now the WNBA and has a championship. But one of the great things is her teammate, Elena Deldon, like had her back so quick when she wrote this on social, you know, wrote this and then it gets posted and whatnot. And what she said, it was, it like lifted something off of my own shoulders, because not that she didn't think she'd have her back, but, you know, in Elena's, as she said, you know, a great white basketball player who has a lot more influence than Natasha feels like she has, as somebody that, you know, just doesn't have the name recognition maybe. But anyhow, I really appreciated her article, and go and read it if you get a chance. But that is a big part of it, is it's no longer okay to just be silent and to see sides. It just doesn't, it's not okay. So I hope you take a chance, take a moment to read that. I said there were a number of things. The Inquirer today, reading Marcus Hayes, had an interesting article. I brought up the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. All of the people who have taken the time to really try to be thoughtful and impactful. I appreciate, and I'm glad that that's one of the things I can get to make sure I don't miss some of these things, because social media does, you know, circulate more articles than if we didn't have that. All right, Paul's with us in Germantown. Paul, how are you? And thanks for calling the Fanatic.
B, thank you so much. I mean, I really enjoy what you do on the air, on the radio. It's just a pleasure to be a part of whatever it is that you are relaying to the public about whatever sports, but particularly basketball. And, you know, it's just been a treasure.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. How are you?
I'm good. I'm driving back. My daughter was in a auto accident.
Ooh.
Pick her up, yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. Is she going to be all right?
Yeah, she's going to be okay. I took her right to the hospital.
Okay.
I've been looking at what's been going on. Actually, I didn't even know they were doing things downtown until I was on the highway and it was backed up.
Yep.
So I turned on KYW and I found out that they were downtown demonstrating and consequently some looting.
Yes.
So people ask why. And I'm a old Western fan. So I look at some of the old Western movies.
Yes.
And largely this mimics the kidnapping, mimicking the kidnapper's behavior.
Yes.
So in those movies, you know, oftentimes somebody steals someone's cattle, the rustlers, if you will. And, you know, now that's a crime and they're going after the rustlers. And basically a crime for rustling is hanging.
Okay.
So then you have the lynch mob that gets together. And some of them are about justice, and some of them are just about being out drinking, wanting to just
create
lawless.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, if you want an explanation, if you will, then yeah, frustration does breed this kind of
behavior. Yes.
But so does the ignorance that already exists in the society where the behavior
created the frustration.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's always been frustrated.
Yes.
You know, this, you know, this is something that they need to fix. This is something that happened with men.
Yes.
Men have done this in every society. So I'm not just going to target the Caucasian or the white community as it relates to, like, things happen. Men have messed this up from the very beginning in terms of the greed and the selfishness, in terms of possession and things like that. And the division, one of the divisive ways to keep people apart as it relates to keeping people in power is racism.
Yep.
Okay, so that's just one, because you have economic and inequities, if you will, poverty,
sure,
ignorance as it relates to education,
yep,
you know, people's inability to articulate their feelings, and that just breeds violence.
You're right.
Okay, so you know, it's reform that needs to happen, and I'm going to say it this way. Men, and you know, not to be racist, but in this society, another pillar of that is how white men have been able to do what they want.
Yep.
As it relates to women, as it relates to brown people, if you will, you know, as it relates to Indians. I don't understand why there's still Indian reservations.
Paul, I appreciate all of I well thought, and I appreciate all of it. It's the top of the hour. Paul Egan is coming up next. Thank you for taking the time, and thank you for wanting, you know, people to share about where we are and how we can be different, or how we got here, and so we don't keep doing it. So thank you to all the callers. Thank you to the guests. Thank you to Tyler. Pat Egan is coming up next. I appreciate you all. We'll be back next weekend, and in between, please stay safe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.